This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril calls Prime Minister Sushila Karki and leaders of political parties represented in the federal parliament for dialogue. Bipin Joshi, Nepali hostage in Gaza, faces an uncertain future as his name not included in the list of presumably alive unveiled by CNN. And a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the southern coast of the Philippines today morning, prompting tsunami warnings from both Philippines and Indonesian authorities. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril has called Prime Minister Sushila Karki and leaders of political parties represented in the federal parliament for a dialogue. This marks the first such invitation by the president since the dissolution of the parliament through the Generation Z Gen Z movement and the announcement of the House of Representatives election on 5th of March 2026. The president's secretariat stated that the meeting called for 4 in the afternoon will focus on discussions regarding contemporary political issues and elections. The invitation comes amid growing public concern over the situation arising from the Gen Z movement and fears of escalating conflict. Nepali Congress Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Pauril informed that the party's vice president and general secretary will attend the meeting. Bipin Joshi, Nepali hostage in Gaza, faces an uncertain future despite a breakthrough Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement reached in Egypt last Wednesday. The now 25-year-old agriculture student abducted from Kibbutz Elumim on the 7th of October 2023 is listed by the US media house CNN as one of the two captives with unknown status in a Friday update. Under the US, Egypt and Qatar mediated deal in Sharm el-Sheikh, hostages held by Hamas are slated for release starting Monday, halting the war that erupted 2 years ago. CNN reports 20 of the 48 remaining captives are alive, while 26 have died. Joshi's family clings to hope amid the ambiguity as global attention turns to the fragile truce. Diversions have been constructed on various sections of the BP highway damaged by last week's flood, and preparations have been made for the operation of vehicles since Saturday morning. A diversion is currently being constructed on the Cabre-Palanchok section of the highway by redirecting the river. Senior Divisional Engineer of the Divisional Road Office Bhaktapur, Suman Yogesh, said that by this morning the track had been opened from Chowkidara in Namabuddha Municipality, Ward No. 6, to Churibas in Rosi Rural Municipality of Cabre-Palanchok District. He said that the plan is to open the track on the entire damaged section of the highway by this afternoon. The flood from the Rosi River had washed away about 4 kilometers of the road in the Rosi area. The construction of the diversion had been started on Tuesday. Yogesh shared that about 24 machines have been employed from Thursday afternoon to night for constructing a temporary road. Flood and landslide had damaged the highway at 17 different locations. After last year's flood and landslide damaged the road in the same area, a diversion was constructed and the road had been temporarily operational before this year's flood again. Baishnath Community Forest in Sukla Phanta Municipality, Ward No. 8, Puleli, in Kanchanpur District, is grappling with a sharp rise in the wildlife poaching and illegal forest exploitation. According to Bahadur Singh Mahar, who is the chairperson of the Baishnath Community Forest Users Group, poachers are exploiting political instability to hunt wildlife and capture animals using homemade firearms, domestic weapons, and dogs. The forest is also facing rampant and unauthorized activities, including illegal grazing, destruction of fences, and unpermitted collection of grass, firewood, and fodder. Maher stated that the use of toxic pesticides and electrical vehicles to catch fish in the rivers and streams within the forest is severely threatening wildlife and aquatic ecosystems. He added that the critical monitoring infrastructure, such as CCTV cameras and solar lights, has been vandalized, further hampering anti-poaching efforts. Unauthorized vehicle access both day and night has fueled additional issues, including wildlife poaching, illegal sand and red soil excavation, and further environmental degradation. Despite public notices urging compliance, the illegal activities persist. The community forest authorities have called on the Divisional Forest Office, local administration and police to take decisive action to curb smuggling and to protect the forest's biodiversity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Israel has approved the first phase of a Gaza deal that will bring about a ceasefire and release of hostages, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office. According to the BBC, the ceasefire is set to take effect following a cabinet approval. Under the agreement, Israeli forces will withdraw to a new line, leaving them in control of about 53% of Gaza. Hamas must release 20 living hostages within 72 hours, while Israel will free around 250 Palestinian prisoners and 1,700 detainees from Gaza, according to a Palestinian source cited by the BBC. The United Nations said hundreds of aid trucks carrying food, medicine and fuel will be allowed into Gaza to assist its 2 million residents, whom most of whom have been displaced by the conflict. A powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the southern coast of the Philippines this morning, prompting tsunami warnings from both Philippine and Indonesian authorities. According to the BBC, residents in coastal towns across central and southern regions were urged to evacuate amid warnings of waves reaching over 1 meter above normal tide levels. At least one person was killed in the quake, which also caused widespread power outages and led to the suspension of classes in several areas. The tremor came just a week after a 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit central province of Cebu, killing 74 people and injuring hundreds. Footage broadcast by local media showed power lines swaying and vehicles stopping abruptly as the ground shook. In Davao City, near the epicenter, reporters described chaotic scenes outside hospitals where patients were treated in parking lots while corridors overflowed with people seeking safety. A provincial governor described moments of panic as strong aftershocks followed the main tremor. The Philippines, located along the seismically active ring of fire, continues to face repeated natural disasters, including earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and typhoons. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy across the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Porwal calls Prime Minister Sushila Karki and leaders of political parties represented in the federal parliament for dialogue. Bipin Joshi, Nepali hostage in Gaza, faces an uncertain future as his name not included in the list of presumably alive unveiled by CNN. And a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of the Philippines today morning, prompting tsunami warnings from both the Philippine and Indonesian authorities. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.